upon a time in a world with faith and fairness. There was something hidden.
Down the boundary! He's gonna go! Broncos lead!
Pitch on the way from Mikolajczyk.
Swing and a miss! Mikolajczyk gets the strikeout! And for the first time in school history, the Bearcats are going to the Super Regionals!
Get ready for a next level show.
Welcome to Chasing the Cup. Here's your host, Ryan Reynolds.
Welcome everyone to episode 10 of Chasing the Cup. It's November 1st. I hope everyone had a great Halloween. My name's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here to guide you through another season of Sam Houston State Athletics. The fall sports are nearing season's end, but things are getting interesting in the Southland Conference for a number of Bearcat sports. One of those sports is volleyball, and the Sam Houston State Bearcats are rolling high with 10 straight victories under their belt. However, the Cats are ranked second in the conference, only behind Stephen F. Austin. Those two teams play this week, and Chasing the Cup sits down with senior outside hitter Madison Wallace to go over all the details. After talking with Madison, we have our Bearcat call of the show, followed by the weekly update. The men's and women's golf teams concluded action in Hawaii earlier this week. How did the teams do? Spoiler alert, a Bearcat took home an individual title. But for which team? Stick around to find out. The Bearcat football team also rebounded with the win last Saturday to keep its postseason hopes alive for another week. And the Sam Houston State soccer team concluded its season. So we have golf, football, soccer. And in other news, SHSU cross country competed in the Southland Conference Championships last week. How did the men's and women's teams finish? You don't want to miss this weekly update. We have a full show for you guys this week, so let's dive right into things. Chasing the Cup sits down with Madison Wallace after a word from our local sponsor.
Fans, want to get into Bearcats athletic events for free? Become a Texas Farm Bureau member today. Texas Farm Bureau members get 2 free tickets to Bearcats athletic events when you show proof of membership at the ticket office. Texas Farm Bureau members receive many great offers and benefits throughout the Lone Star State. Visit texasfarmbureau.org/sports to learn more about how you can get free tickets just by becoming a Texas Farm Bureau member. Texas Farm Bureau, a proud partner of Sam Houston State Athletics.
Welcome back to Chasing the Cup. Joining me now on the show is senior outside hitter Madison Wallace from the Sam Houston State volleyball team. She was named the Southland Conference Defensive Player of the Week for her efforts last week. Madison, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Just woke up this morning. We're taking off to head to SFA at 3 p.m. today. And we'll watch some film when we get there. And we know that we just have a big match ahead of us. So I'm ready for that. I'm just getting mentally and physically prepared for it. How are you doing?
I'm great. Well, I don't know what other way to put it other than your team has the hot hand right now. Streaking is a better word. The Sam Houston State volleyball team won its 10th consecutive game on Tuesday with a straight set win over New Orleans, 25-20, 25-20, and then 25-23. 10 wins in a row. Put it into perspective for us. How does it feel?
It feels great. You know, it's always good to have a streak going. And we just have confidence right now, but we're just taking it with ease and not thinking too far ahead. But I'm super excited that we were able to go undefeated in regular season at home and to protect our house. So that's our main goal. So it feels really awesome right now.
We'll get back to the wins a little later in the show, but I want to focus on Tuesday night's match against New Orleans, because not only was it a tough one, but it was also senior night. You were one of the 3 members honored, and it was your last match at Johnson Coliseum. Not to mention, you guys also ended with an undefeated record in league play at home with Tuesday night's win, like you already mentioned. What was going through your head? Any emotions?
Going into my senior season, I tried to tell myself that I would not let the emotions get to me. You know, it's kind of hard when you get out in front of all the fans and you know it's senior night. I'm really glad that they recognize us afterwards, but you know, it's a bittersweet feeling and I know it'll be hard to like grasp and wrap my head around it. Obviously I was sad, but I was just happy that, you know, we've got to pull off the win and we beat them in 3. You know, New Orleans is a great team, so it was awesome that we got to pull it off, and you know, we struggled here and there, so it was great that we still pulled off the win in 3.
And it was a tough match for you guys. Like I said, yes, it was a straight set win, but no set was won by more than 5 points. Looking at the stats for that game, Sam Houston hit just .095, was outkilled by a 36-31 margin, and outblocked by a 13-4 count. However, you guys kept other mistakes to a minimum and walked away with a solid team win. Madison, you had a match high 18 digs. Walk us through that match. What are your thoughts on the game?
You know, we came out set one strong. I think we had like a 10-point lead. And, you know, it seemed like we were on fire. And then it continued going. And, you know, we just weren't connecting on all cylinders. But we knew as long as we just did our jobs to the best of our ability that we would come out with the win. But, you know, a win's a win. So we'll take it. And no matter the outcome, we'll take it, and we just got to look ahead to SFA and know that we have to do better to get crisper and clean up our mistakes that we did last night, and just work through that and know that we have to be better.
And it was a tough one indeed, along with Madison's 18 digs. Taylor Cunningham finished with 10 kills, 7 digs, and a pair of blocks on the night. Senior Jacqueline Ward totaled 23 assists and 5 digs. Ashley Lewis turned in a solid night with 7 kills on 22 swings with 11 digs and 4 total blocks. Madison, it just seems like this team really comes together in tough situations, especially during crunch time. You've been a part of this volleyball program for 4 years now. What sets this 2018 squad apart from past Bearcat volleyball teams you've played on?
You know, everyone is stepping up to the challenge, and Coach has mentioned it doesn't matter who the hero is as long as there is one. And this team is super close, and we all take everyone's opinions with like into heart. And, you know, we're allowed to tell each other what we think they need to fix and get better at, and no one takes offense to it. So we're very open with each other. And I think that's what sets us apart from past teams that I've been on the past 4 years. We just really work well together, and no one crumbles under pressure. And when you mentioned Ashley Lewis, Lou has just really stepped up to the challenge the last week. I'm super proud of her performance lately, and she came at the right time that we needed her, and she's really been doing well, and I hope she just keeps excelling.
So the team is coachable, and the team's willing to come together and do anything to, you know, walk away with a W. You know, I've been following along since game one, and it's definitely been a special season to watch. Going back to those wins, though, you guys have won 10 in a row now, which brings the total to 20 victories this season. I don't know if you know this, but this is the Cats' first 20-win campaign since 2012, so congrats on that. Knowing the competitor that you are, and the team as a whole, really, you guys aren't satisfied yet. There are still 3 games left to be played, all on the road, and a huge one coming on Thursday against league-leading Stephen F. Austin. You guys are in striking distance for that number one seed in the Southland Conference Tournament. How are you guys approaching these next 3 matches? You'll have SFA on Thursday, UCA on Saturday, and then you guys close out the regular season with a match against ACU on November 10th. Tell me how the Bearcats are approaching this final stretch.
You know, we are just really taking it one day at a time, one point at a time, one match at a time. We're not trying to look too far ahead. We're just looking at the present time, focusing on that and what's ahead of us. SFA is going to be a dogfight, as it always is. Like you said, it's for the conference championship, basically. But every game's a conference championship for us. We just have to perfect the things that we've kind of been lacking. And we know that all of us are going to have to show up and give it our all.
And I want to focus on Thursday's match against SFA really quickly, because like I mentioned, it is a big one. For pretty much the Southland Conference Championship. You guys are 12-1 in Southland play. SFA is undefeated with a perfect 12-0 record. What can we expect from this game? Tell me a little bit about SFA and the style of volleyball they play. What have you seen on film?
Like I've said, it's going to be a dogfight. Their environment that we play in is extremely rowdy. Their fans talk mess, so we're going to have to expect that and not let that get into our heads. But they're a very good blocking team, and they're very offensive-oriented. We just have to play all out in defense and know that our blocking game is going to have to be A1. We're just going to have to connect on all cylinders and know that everything isn't going to go in our way at all times, and just fight through it and don't crack under pressure and just, you know, roll with it and just play at ease.
Especially, you know, going into a rowdy environment, you're going to have to fight through some adversity there. It's definitely going to be an exciting one, though. Bearcats versus Lumberjacks. When these two universities butt heads in just about anything, it's always going to be a good watch. Now, Madison, I want to, you know, get real with you for a second, and I want to talk about this season through your eyes, because it is your last one. You're a senior. With that being said, has anything felt different for you, you know, from practice to the games to traveling even? Has anything felt different knowing this is your final season?
Coming in to play volleyball here, everyone says it goes by fast. So I've always taken it in and embraced it and given it my all. But coming into my senior year, I just knew that, you know, I was a leader and that I needed to lead the team along with Jackie and Taylor. I just have kind of been embracing everything a little bit more and knowing that, you know, this is my last for everything. So leave it all out on the court at all times and never have any regrets when I walk off.
And it's something I've always wondered when it comes to things like this. But do you find yourself digging deeper knowing that this is your last hoorah at things? For example, when you're tired in practice or during a game, do you find yourself digging deeper and playing harder knowing that this is your last run?
Yes, I do. You know, you're in practice and you're like, oh my gosh, like, holy cow, we have been playing, you know, a couple weeks ago we were on the road and we played like 7 games in 2 weeks and your body's tired. And, you know, I'm 21, it's my fourth year, but I'm like, my body is old, but it's all going to be worth it. And, you know, it doesn't matter about the pain and anything like that because I'm never going to be able to experience this again. So I'm just fighting through it mentally and physically and knowing that it's going to be so worth it.
And we talked about senior night earlier and playing your final match at Johnson Coliseum. Madison, what are you going to miss most about playing volleyball at Sam Houston State? I know there's a lot of things, but what are you going to miss most?
The coaches, you know, they've really trusted me and taken me in as if I'm a part of their family. I really have the utmost respect for them, and I would do anything for them as they would for me. But another thing I'm really going to miss is just playing in the atmosphere. There is no other feeling than playing at the Coliseum. It's just a great environment, and, you know, it's amazing. And then, obviously, my teammates, you know, they're like my sisters, and I've been so blessed to have them, and they've been there for me through everything as I would for them. And, you know, there's so much that I'm going to miss, like you said, but those are some three things that are going to be hard for me to like be without.
So 4 years with this program, you know, 4 years with these coaches, what would you say is the most important thing you've learned from them and from playing, you know, for this program? What would you say you learned from being a Bearcat?
You know, they've developed me into the young lady that I am today. I've just learned that you can't take anything for granted, and you know, you always have to give it your all no matter what. They've taught me so much, and I just am going to excel in my future because of them. And like I said, you can't take anything for granted, and you always have to know that, you know, you got to give it your all in everything that you do.
And definitely take that lesson and apply it to the outside world after college. You know, speaking of after college, what's next for you? Do you have any plans post-college?
So I graduate in May, and then I am planning to go into nursing school. Because things have been so hectic with volleyball, I don't really know what nursing school I'm going into, but somewhere in Houston, and then I'm looking to be a neonatal nurse practitioner.
Wow, exciting. You're certainly a hard worker, and I think you'll be successful in that field or, you know, anything you involve yourself in. One more question before wrapping up, though. Is there anything you want to say to the Bearcat fans out there, whether it's what to expect during these final 3 games and going into the tournament, or how much you guys, you know, appreciated their support this season? Is there anything you want to say to them?
Thank you. It's been amazing, and their support has been great this season. You know, when it's in the heat of the moment and it's crunch time during a match, you just like look at the fans and you realize they're here for us, they're supporting us, and you know, they're not going away. So thank you for that, and never like giving up on us, because it really feels great that you can look out into the fans, into the stadium, and know that all of these people are here to support us and be here for us through this journey. So it's a really great feeling to know that, and I just want to say thank you to them.
A couple games left, Madison. Are you ready? Down to the final stretch.
I am ready.
It's certainly going to be an exciting finish to the regular season. I'm curious to see how things shape out and who's seeded where going into the tournament, and I'm sure we'll have that discussion here on Chasing the Cup when that time comes. Madison, thank you so much for your time and coming on the show this week. It was a pleasure.
It was a pleasure talking to you as well. Thank you.
You can catch Madison and the rest of the Bearcat volleyball team on ESPN Plus this Thursday when the team travels to Nacogdoches to battle league-leading Stephen F. Austin. The match is set to tip off at 6:30 p.m. and is the start of a three-match road swing to end the season. Bearcats sit at a 12-1 Southland record. Lumberjacks, 12-0. It's going to be an exciting one. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we have our Bearcat call of the show, and I give you the latest and greatest in Sam Houston State Athletics with the weekly update. Sticking with us.
From the campus of Sam Houston State University, welcome to Chasing the Cup.
So if Davidson wants to close out the NCAA championship, she needs to mark here in the 10th frame, and Sam Houston State will win, taking her time, and who can blame her? And there it is! Sam Houston State wins their first ever NCAA Division I title, and they do it in women's bowling.
Look at this shot. Unbelievable. Last three games, she has had to throw good shots, and she did.
How good does that feel? That is a memory that she'll take with her for the rest of her life. And you think of a program that started just 4 years ago versus one who has had so much success and so many great moments for Nebraska. And yet it was Sam Houston State who came in as the number 8 seed after the qualifying on Thursday. And they come all the way through and win the championship.
And that was our Bearcat call of the show, if you don't recognize it. It's the call from when the Sam Houston State bowling team won the national championship in 2014. The Cats placed fourth at the Tulane Invitational last Sunday, but they have a chance to redeem themselves this week at the Track Cat Clash. The Bearcats are hosting that tournament in Houston, and they have a relatively good track record of performing well at that tournament. The Track Cat Clash begins on Friday and runs through Sunday, and if you want to stay updated on how things pan out, head over to GoBearcats.com or follow at Bearcats Bowl on Twitter. So that's our Bearcat call of the show. Let's transition now to the latest and greatest in Sam Houston State Athletics with the weekly update. After a delayed start due to heavy overnight rain, the Sam Houston State men's golf team finished the Warrior Princeville Mackay Invitational in a tie for 6 on Tuesday. Austin Christensen was the highest finisher for the Bearcats thanks to a 67-stroke performance in the third round. The senior collected 7 birdies on the final day as he tied for 6 overall with a score of 207. Just 2 strokes behind Christensen was William Holcomb, who shot 74 in the final round and combined for an overall score of 209. Tying 14th overall, Holcomb tallied 2 birdies on the final day and finished the Invitational 7-under. In a tie for 66, Noah Steele and Jack Randall each put up a score of 220. Steele, who shot 79 in the first round, wrote down a score of 70 in the final round thanks to 5 birdies. Randall posted a 73-stroke effort in the final round. Rounding out the Bearcats' efforts, Camden DeBonis tied for 73rd with a final score of 221. The senior picked up a birdie on hole 5 and then registered back-to-back birdies on holes 10 and 11. The Warrior Princeville Mackay Invitational wrapped up the Cats' fall season, but the team will return to action in the spring for the All-American Intercollegiate in Houston from February 17th through the 19th. The Sam Houston State women's golf team also saw action in Hawaii at the Rainbow Wahine Invitational. Inclement weather suspended the first 2 rounds, but that didn't stop junior Hannah Alberto from firing a 69-stroke round to claim the individual title. The Bearcats finished 7th overall with a combined team score of 296, just 8 over par. Alberto, who clinched her first individual title of the season, led the field with 5 birdies, 4 of which coming in the first 5 holes. Jenna Phillips and Kinley Barrett each wrote down 75 for the day and ended the Invitational in a tie for 28th. Barrett gathered 4 birdies while Phillips tallied 3. Tori Gatling was the next highest finisher for the Bearcats in a tie for 36, and Kerry Bush rounded out Sam Houston's efforts, shooting 81. With the final event of the fall season complete, the Bearcats will return to action on February 11th through the 12th at the Texas State Invitational in Kyle, Texas. The Sam Houston State football team rebounded last Saturday with a gritty 28-25 win over Southeastern Louisiana. Ty Brock threw for 320 yards and a score. Freshman D. Bowens led all receivers with 155 yards, while Kyren Jackson went for 114 yards and three touchdowns on the ground to pace an offensive attack that finished with 455 total yards in the game. I want to focus on Bowens' performance because he really turned in a breakout game, and it's definitely something to highlight. Bowens came into Saturday with just 6 catches for 88 yards on the season, but like I said, turned in a breakout game against SLU. The freshman hauled in a 64-yard touchdown pass from Brock to open the scoring in the first quarter, which was the longest play from scrimmage for the Cats this year. Andy finished with 8 grabs, 155 yards for the game. For a full breakdown of Bowen's performance last Saturday, head over to GoBearCats.com and find that BSN breakdown video. With the win over SLU, the Cats moved up 2 spots in the Stats FCS Top 25 poll to number 21, and SHSU will carry that ranking to San Antonio with them on Saturday when the team faces upstart UIW. Saturday's game against the Cardinals is a huge one considering the Bearcats still find themselves just 1 game out of the top spot in the Southland Conference. Kickoff in San Antonio is set for 2 p.m., with the game set to be aired on ESPN3. Senior wide receiver Davion Davis is listed as week-to-week and is questionable to play in that game. In other news, the Sam Houston State soccer team was unable to respond to 4 early Stephen F. Austin goals and dropped its final regular season match 5-0 Friday night at SFA Soccer Field. Sam Houston finished the regular season with a 3-12-3 overall record and a 2-7-2 mark in Southland Conference play. Lastly, the Sam Houston State Bearcat cross-country teams finished 7th and 8th respectively last Friday at the annual Southland Conference cross-country championship meet. The Bearcat women finished 7th in the 13-team field with 185 points, munching all 5 of its scores in the top 50 individually. Meanwhile, the men finished in 8th place with 184 points. Freshman Chrislyn Tucker was the top finisher for the Bearcat women, completing the 6K course in 24 minutes and 24 seconds to finish 25th overall. Senior Hannah Tarrant was the next across the finish line for the Bearcats with a time of 24 minutes 43 seconds to finish 29th, while Rebecca Gonzalez came in 32nd with her time of 25 minutes 23 seconds. Lindsay Dunas and Sandy Clarkin rounded out the Bearcat scoring, with Dunas coming in 43rd and Clarkin placing 49th. Other finishers include Hannah Sanchez in 68th, Haley Chorn in 71st place, and Camry Grigsby in 78th place. On the men's side, freshman Sergio Armendariz was the first Cat to finish out the 8K race, coming in 23rd with a time of 27 minutes 55 seconds, while Jordan Leon was not far behind with his 24th place finish and a time of 28 minutes. Alex Hernandez, Camaro Thoreau, and David Zavala came in 40th, 48th, and 55th respectively to close out the Bearcat scoring. Meanwhile, Leo Michelle and Jeffrey Moore finished in 57th and 73rd place. So a lot going on around Sam Houston Athletics. Remember to head over to GoBearCats.com at any time to check schedules, stats, and scores for all 17 SHSU athletic programs. Also, tickets are cheaper if you buy them in advance at GoBearCats.com. If you think about going to an athletic event, pre-purchase your ticket on the website and it'll save you some money. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at @BearcatVid or follow my personal Twitter at @RPRTalks. I want to wish everyone a good day or night, whenever you're listening. See you next week. Ryan Reynolds, signing off. Chasing the Cup is a presentation of Sam Houston State Athletics and the Bearcat Sports Network. This episode was hosted and produced by Ryan Reynolds. Jason Barfield is the executive producer. Special thanks to Madison Wallace, Ben Reichard, and Shannon Carrico. Music courtesy VYEN, Drake, and Post Malone.